Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all hug it, chug it, football all night.
The hearts are pounding in Denver. Nobody but Terrell here. Davis, it is a rocking standing up. Can you say Denver is in the lead? Denver's going to win it. Oh, baby, they're going to win this thing.
Probably the final play of the game.
It is caught by Dyson. Can he get in? No, he cannot. And the Rams have won the Super Bowl.
There's one thing I want to say here tonight. It's only four words. This one's for John.
Welcome back to Week 3 Midday Analysis with Name Change Pending. This is your host, Brian Priest. Find me on Twitter at bpriest24. I'm joined today by the indomitable, the incorrigible, the...
Hey, it's Ruthless Lupe here. That's R-U-T-H-L-E-S-S underscore Lupe. You can find me on Twitter at R-U-T-H-L-E-S-S underscore Lupe.
That's right, folks. That is the rap artist of a generation right there, Ruthless Lupe. Tommy Jerome joining us today. So we'll talk a little bit about the early slate of games in Week 3. Tommy, was there anything that stood out to you as we were watching this?
From the games that we were watching and what I was seeing, it just was like a big snooze fest to me. I guess the Kansas City Ravens game was a bit exciting. That was a fair game. But the rest of them, Cowboys beat up on the Dolphins, big whoop.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now I just got to hear a bunch of Cowboy fans saying, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, Cowboys fans are terrible, too, when you work with them and you have to deal with that constantly.
Raiders fans are the worst.
So Raiders fans are really bad, but I'm not going to talk too much trash on Raiders fans, seeing as how I have Raiders season tickets. So we'll just kind of...
black hole.
Right in the middle of the black hole. Never going to wear orange there. But we'll just kind of roll through these early half of games. I don't want to talk about the Broncos game too much, even though that's the primary game we watched. I'll cover that more on a podcast tomorrow morning, Broncos specific. So as I roll through these scores, Tommy, just kind of slow me down if there's anything you specifically want to talk about. Well, you got the Bengals and Bills actually ended up with what ended up being a good game. Bills took an early lead, 8-0, 11-0.
Yep.
Another field goal, 14-0, but it wasn't your traditional football score, 14-0. It wasn't pretty.
How they got to 14 was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, watching Josh Allen this year, I doubt it's been real exciting for the Bills fans, but hey, they're 3-0. So there's not a whole lot you can say about it. When the season comes down to it, you've got 16 games and you want to put marks in that left-hand column. So we're looking at the Bengals. They're a little bit better than I anticipated they would be. Head coach Zach Taylor's come in and they look like a football team, which is more than you can say for recent Bengals teams. Andy Dalton had some good numbers, 20 for 36, 249 yards, 2 picks. Maybe I wouldn't call them good numbers, but good.
you definitely said good numbers before you looked at the numbers.
We'll backtrack on that, okay? Only 2 picks. But, I mean, really, we're talking about the Bengals and the Bills. There's just not a whole lot for us to say. So I'll keep rolling through the scoreboard from today.
Yeah, but like I said, today was just a snore fest. I felt like, I don't know, maybe like I said, maybe it could just been the games we were watching. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, possibly. We had the Red Zone channel on, so we got to see a little bit of a lot of games. But there were, a really nice catch by a Giants wide receiver in the Bucs game. We're still watching football as we do this, so we might come in and out. I'm still... Can you see a name on him? That's number 88 for the Giants. Ingram. That's their tight end, Evan Ingram.
Nice.
I mean, it's a hell of a one-handed catch. But, yeah, like Tommy said, kind of a snooze fest today. We'll keep going through these scores. The Cowboys.
Cardinals just scored.
Cardinals. Larry Fitz on the board.
Started him today.
Good for you. Okay, so I wanted to get into this a tiny bit, But I can't tell you how happy I've been watching football these first 3 weeks without having a fantasy football team to care about.
It's stressful.
I could talk about your team with you and give you some suggestions and whatnot, but I'm not tied into it emotionally. I just don't care. It doesn't matter that the bagger from Costco is catching a touchdown pass as the fourth string tight end anymore. Good for him. I'm happy for that guy getting a job in the league finally. So we mentioned the Cowboys and Dolphins 31-6. Dolphins got two field goals, so they
looking up.
They tripled their scoring output so far this season from Sky's 3 points limit. To 9.
Sky's the limit.
Josh Rosen came in and had a Josh Rosen game. I know he went out injured at some point, but I frankly didn't see very many highlights from this game even.
At this point, do you give the punter the ball? Just let the punter be quarterback at this point, because you got Fitzpatrick isn't doing anything. Rosen isn't doing anything. Just give it to the old punter.
Yeah, but you gotta give the guy weapons. Give him something to deal with. I'd like to sit down with you, Tommy, and we get Josh involved and have a conversation about whether or not the Dolphins are even tanking for Tua. I mean, what if they think... They look at Josh Rosen. What if they think Rosen is the guy, and they end up moving some of those picks that they're acquiring right now in next year's draft, and addressing other positions on the team? Think that's possible?
It could be, but from the looks of it right now, everyone wants out of Miami. They got a bunch of people requesting trades.
Yeah, they've already moved to Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yep. So I mean, hopefully they're the teams that like. If you want to be in Miami, they'll keep you in Miami. But also, if you don't want to be in Miami, they'll ship you off and put you somewhere where it's not as nice as Miami.
Yeah, you know, if you're a professional football player, it's hard to imagine a lot of guys want to stay in Miami at this point, though, isn't it?
It's the nightlife.
I mean, yeah, I guess the nightlife is wonderful, but if you're trying to win football games, not very beneficial. How about the Lions going into Philadelphia and beating the Eagles 27-24? That's kind of a surprise, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Lions have been a sleeper team every year for the past few years. You don't really pay attention to them. You don't hear about them. They're barely on TV, but then somehow they, towards the end of the season, you hear about them winning a couple crucial games, possibly in the playoff hunt, and then somehow they mess that up and don't make the playoffs.
I mean, you're right that we don't hear a whole lot about we got the Chargers game on. You're going to hear a lot of I like it and I don't like it, as long as we're talking about this. We'll see how long Tommy can hold up.
Yep.
It could be a lot of fun watching these Chargers games with him. Well, yeah, Lions going to Philadelphia. Like you said, we don't hear a lot about them, and I think overall there's a good reason for that. They're just not worth talking about, but they've surprised me this year. They opened up with a tie against Arizona in week one, and then last week.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, anyways, the Lions, yeah, week one.
Yeah, so in week one they tied the Cardinals and then went out and defeated Tommy's Chargers. I was looking to see what they did last week. I guess I could have just asked Tommy. But now they sit at 2-0-1, and no matter how good or bad of a coach Matt Patricia might be, they're still 2-0-1. So, I mean, that's good for the Lions.
He can't even lose right. He ties. They tie.
Probably shouldn't have tied that game either. Then we'll look at the Falcons and Colts. Had a close game, but it seemed like the few replays we got out of that game, seemed like the Colts were kind of in control throughout the game. They had some injury concerns coming into the contest, but it looked like Marlon Mack, 16 carries, 74 yards. T.Y. Hilton did play in the game, but left with a quad injury. I'm not sure if that's the injury he was dealing with coming into the game, but he left early. Still had 8 catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown. And, I mean, really, I keep watching this Colts team. I thought that they would take a little bit more of a fall after Andrew Luck retired, and I've been surprised. Jacoby Brissett has led that team, and a couple Adam Vinatieri missed extra points go the other way, and the Colts are sitting at 3-0.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but I feel like the Colts will figure it out, you know, towards, you know, in the next couple weeks. I can see them breaking out into the NFL and just being that team that you know, that can compete. And they're competing now, but get over the top. I think they're starting to find the rhythm. You know, if Brissett's finding some confidence, and then he's going to sling the rock even more. So I wonder how they're going to do.
Yeah, and well, what we've seen from the rest of that division looks like is that
he gone.
That's not Kamara. That's number 11, Harris. I don't know who these guys are. Again, goes back to, I'm just stoked that I don't have a fantasy team, and I don't need to be upset at that guy for scoring a touchdown.
The punt return.
Highlight of his career right there. But, yeah, talking about the Colts, from what we've seen from that division, Houston looks okay. I think they've got all the talent in place to be successful. But Jacksonville has been, the locker room's been rocky to say the least. They've got the Jalen Ramsey situation requesting a trade, but then airing the team out and being like, I didn't go public and ask for a trade, but you still asked the team for a trade and they went public with that. What are they supposed to do? Not air that out, not throw you under the bus because you don't care about them. I don't know. I think that division is a lot more winnable for the Colts than I initially anticipated. And we look at the Vikings versus the Raiders. Vikings look good.
Yeah,
Dalvin Cook looks amazing.
Yeah, but let's hope he can stay healthy throughout the season and finish the season strong.
Yeah. Yeah, Cook's third year in the league, and this is the first time he's been healthy for a three-game stretch in his career.
Yep.
But he's looked good. He 16 carries, 110 yards, had a touchdown. It seemed like he was just bouncing off of the tacklers left and right.
Yeah.
So Oakland, the jury's still out on how good or bad that defense might be with that safety, Jonathan Abrams, being hurt. That definitely hurts the team. He looked really good in week one. But the Raiders overall have looked a lot better than I anticipated. Their tight end, Darren Waller, is a guy I talked about before the season started that I had no clue who he was. He went out, had 13 catches. Yeah, 13 catches for 134 yards today.
Nice.
Out of the tight end position. And with Derek Carr, David Carr throwing you the ball. Derek Carr, it's Derek Carr.
Yeah,
David Carr is the older brother.
Yeah.
The one who got hit a lot more than Derek gets hit. But he was okay. 27 to 34, 242 yards, two touchdowns.